It's 8:55, 44 degrees on this Friday morning here at Friends Plaza in Urbana. And time just to jump across Wright Street and check in with Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign to take a look at the commodity markets this morning. And what are you seeing so far today, Bill?
Good morning, Brian. Yeah, we kind of have a little bit of a mixed trade again, a little bit on the higher side here today. Happy Halloween, everybody. It is the end of the month, and this will be the last trading day of October 2015. Sometimes the end of the month trade can get a little bit more volatile than expected. But so far this morning, we got corn up here about a half cent, 380 and a half on the December. We have the November beans up 3 3/4 at 882 and a half, and the wheat's up about 3 1/4 at 518 and a quarter. We see the beans continue to be supported by the export numbers, good numbers. We did see another sale this morning to China, announced of 120,000 metric tons sold to China here for this marketing year. Corn just really doesn't have much of a story to tell, it doesn't seem like, and it's just really been struggling and just kind of sideways, about as sideways as you can get. I think we're down a penny for the week right now on corn. We're up about a penny for the week on corn, down about 12 cents on beans, and wheat's up 30 cents. So wheat's kind of leading the way here. It did move through the 100-day moving average this morning for the first time in about a month, so that's positive news, and hopefully it can continue to catch a bid here and maybe lead some of the other markets higher. China's National Information Center made projections or forecasts here overnight that soybean imports would be about 22 million metric tons for the fourth quarter. That's up about 18% from the same time last year, but it's down about 24 million metric tons from last quarter. So looking for a little bit of increase over last year on imports there from China. The soybean meal could come under pressure, they say, because of the hog industry over there, but they do think the tightness in the oil, bean oil supplies could keep the crush at pretty high numbers. Argentina had some reports out there looking for a little bit lower wheat production than a year ago. This was first notice day for November deliveries on beans. We had 100 contracts of beans delivered, nothing major there, no major stoppers. From a technical side, we see the corn just continue to be choppy sideways, 370 support, possibly down to 360 on the December corn futures, 387 on the high side, 390, and then possibly a $4 resistance area on the corn. On the soybeans, we're kind of looking at some support in the 880 area. You know, if you get through that, you could see beans pushed down to 865. As I said, a lower week so far for the beans, but I think we have resistance up there in the $9 area on November and January beans, for that matter. That pretty much, I guess, covers everything, Brian. As I said, do have the end of the month here, so expect maybe some possibility, some choppy trade.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot for that report. We appreciate it.